Session number 12247, Mr. J. Weddle, Reel 3.
Mr. J. Weddle, Reel 3. When you were in the territorials, Mr. Weddle, were you taught pride of unit, loyalty in your regiment?
Oh, yes, you all were all taught about the 9th. I mean, that come matter of fact, you know, when you best part about the 9th, any kid before I joined up. Because every time you went to the drill hall as a kid, you could see everything the records was on the wall, you know.
In your training, did you have any specialist training of yourself?
Not that particular time, no. No. Just ordinary rifleman drill, being at practice and route marching mostly to get you fit. Full pack every time, most time, you know.
You said that you moved to Sunderland in the October.
Yes, marched to Sunderland and were put into empty houses. The officers were in one street in Cully Sutton, where there's a field at the end where we used to train on the field. In the sports ground there, which was in infantry training, route marching, and basic attacking movements and things like that, you know, which is part of your training. And we got a medical advice then for the first time, because we were in Sunderland.
What advice was that?
Well, careful who you went with and kept yourself clean, of course. You see, that's came into it, you see.
Was that with women?
Yes, so I. And just the basic infantry training and getting the equipment, new equipment you're getting all the time, you know, and getting changed around different sections, getting sorted out.
Which part of Sunderland was this?
It was an outskirts of Sunderland, near one of the other district, but it was an outskirts. We just called it Sunderland, you know. There was some in the Chester Road schools, like the army always went into in the First World War, but we didn't go in there. We were in empty houses. And that's where we stationed till you know what training. We started playing rugby there as well. With the officers, you know, which everybody seemed to enjoy and worked it to anyway. It was good training, actually.
You say you were in empty houses. What were you sleeping on?
On the bare boards. At that particular time, when we had two blankets, we were sleeping on the bare boards. And the floor was clean, of course. You had to keep them clean, and the fireplace. Then we used to keep when we got wet, we had some sticks and make ourselves a fire.
There was no furniture in the house.
Oh
at all.
No, nothing. The house was absolutely empty. All the empty houses. We used to just go around the opposite side of the street where the officers' mess was, and where the cookhouse was, and in the yard. They had the old field kitchens. Just get our meals there and take them back to.
What was the food like?
Not too bad, really, you know, but under the circumstances, the way it was cooked, it wasn't too bad.
Do you recall what kind of food it was?
Well, just ordinary army food, boiled stuff, roly puddings and things like that, you know, just the regular army food. Plenty of vegetables and that. Good, I mean, you were limited, of course, but there was plenty. I was never hungry. That particular time, it was plenty, not too bad.
Did you have to undergo kit inspections?
Oh, yes, every day you had inspections. I mean, inspected your kit every day. All the officer came around and inspected you. I just told you what kit you had and put in a pile. Nice, clean, tidy room was clean and inspected every day. All the sergeant and all the officer. Oh.
Had you to lay your equipment out in a special way?
About once a week. You had to make sure you had all your equipment. You didn't flog it or anything like that, you know, make sure you had it.
Well, what happened if you were short of anything?
Well, it'd be short if you had to pay for it. You had to pay for the one you lost and paid for the new one you got. Did you deduct it off your pay? That still applies to the army, I suppose. I would have thought so, anyway.
What pay were you on at the beginning of the war?
2 shilling a day. That was the private's pay, 2 so shillin' a day, about 14 shillin' a week.
Did you make any allowances?
Yes, well, advised to single lads anyway, the old timers were saying you better leave your mother something in case what happens to you and she can claim off you. But she needed the money, of course, so I give her 7 shillin' a week, half me pay. But she got that right when she died. Regardless of what pay I got, she still got the 7 shillin', you know. As long as I had it in me pay, you know. That was automatic, that. She got a pension book, I think, right?
How were you given your pay?
Well, I had to salute for it. Pay there, go in front of the officer when your name was... Last thing, nobody's in any of them and salute them. Got your pay, step back and saluted and dismissed. You had to do that for your warrants and everything, you know. And if you didn't salute properly, you went to the back. Got to be tidy.
This was a pay parade once a week?
Oh, it was a pay parade, yes.
Was it on a particular day?
Friday, I think it was. I believe it was Friday.
Did you have any duties to do there?
Oh, I had all duties. I mean, we had the fatigues to do, you know. I had the duty platoon.
What form did fatigues take?
Well, cleaning the place, extra parade, anything, baggage had to be done. The platoon, duty platoon did it. Took your turn and you did your guards, gate guards. Just sidearms, stick, at that particular time.
You weren't guarding any important property?
I wasn't. I don't know what the other companies were doing, but we didn't do that. Not that particular time, anyway.
How often did a guard duty come round?
Oh, not often. You only did your guard when your duty platoon, you know. We just did just guard the entrance to your own private house, you know, in the headquarters across the road. Only about two guards on. Of course, you wanted round the clock, you know. The corporal in charge. So it didn't come up that often. Not that particular time. Anyway.
How were you received by civilians in the area?
We didn't. Oh, all right, the Sunderland. All right. We didn't bother with them in the street. We were very strict on that. There was no messing about in the street, you know. You went out the street and that was it. You didn't hang about the street. No, they were particularly not the Durham thing. No.
Did they invite you into their homes?
No. I never bothered with the civilians. No. Not me, anyway, I didn't. When I went, I was getting a bus home.
You mentioned rugby. What other forms of recreation were you getting?
Well, it was football, of course, and running. I started cross-country running a bit then.
Was this competitive between
the two? Sometimes, yes, they did, platoon against platoon, you know, then the company had to go out. They had to get you reasonably fit, because there was still some old territorials there that weren't actually, But they were beginning to get fit then. Well, the marching were doing, and the marches were getting longer and longer.
What equipment were you carrying whilst
full,
marching?
Full pack were marching. Sometimes battle order, the small pack. Your side pack on your shoulder, just enough that you always use when you're for back loader. Put you on your full pack with your full, all your equipment was in your square pack, in your side pack, and in your gas mask.
Do you recall what was in your backpack?
Well, all your equipment, socks. I used to put a spare pair of boots in mine. You had to put away to pack it at the beach square, you know, blank good. And kept clean. But you had all your equipment, one shirt, everything you had. You only had two shirts, two and everything, so you had to carry them with you. Aye. As if you were going away, you see, so you had full pack.
And in your side?
And your water bottle, of course, with you, and then your sidearms, your rifle. You used to carry the Bren gun when you got each section got a Bren gun. They hadn't at that particular time, but when they did, you had to carry everything with you.
Was it a considerable weight?
If you carried it all the time, it was, but you used to change it round. It had to do if another man would take a rifle if you carried it. Well, we did, and whether companies did it, I don't know. That's what we did, the lads. In your own section, of course. And when you kite it, you kite it as well.
What distances were you marching?
At that particular time, we were going about 10, 15 mile, and now and again, I'd do about a 20-odd mile route march. Uh-huh.
And the pace that you were marching at?
Yeah, like differently pace. Not, not as if you were going at the barracks all the time, you know, but you did like differently pace. Now and the time, you'd do a bit double marching, you know, break the monotony. But you always rested every 50 minutes for 10 minutes. That's compulsory, that, isn't it? Yeah, at that particular time, you had to have that rest 10 minutes.
Did you sing songs?
I was whistling and singing sometimes. That's when you are marching easy, of course. Oh, I, when I tore the old mouth organs, I was whistling all that. I was marching songs either. I had a good bunch of lads. Of course, we're all older than me, you know. One or two young ones, the same as me, but most of them are older. I learned a lot of old songs of them.
Was there any opportunity for marching with the band?
Only that time when I marched from Gates to Sunderland. In that particular time, though, the band was in headquarter company. In Bow Terrace, that's where the band was. Well, the other ones did it. But that's the only time we marched at that particular time with the band, you know.
Was there any opportunity for leave?
We used to get I could go home every night time, as long as I was back for lights out, you know, then quite hard to for the bus to get the last bus back, but you could only do that now and again, you couldn't afford the fare. It was day and 7 days. But I think I got 1 weekend past the few weeks I was at Sunderland. That's from the Saturday morning to the Sunday night.
Were you writing and receiving letters at this time?
Well, no, not really, because I was getting home, so there was no need for letters. I wasn't a great letter writer in any case, but I wasn't one far from home, you know. It wasn't necessary to write letters home. If I didn't get to home, my cousin would get there and pass the news on, you know, what was happening.
You said that you were training. Had the training changed from that you were receiving before the war started?
Well, it's all the same, infantry training, but it was getting more intensified that particular time. We started doing a bit manoeuvring across the field, you know, getting different commands and different signals from when you collected, you know, finding all the terms of technology, and, you know, I did all that. And we were taught when we were resting, plane spotting. Any what particular plane went away, give you a lecture on that, you know, all kinds of things just for a bit of interest, you know.
You said moving across a field, is there a special way a platoon?
Well, you could go over an open order, you know, and for flares, watch for the flares and keep yourself on silhouettes, don't show your silhouette, you know, and things like that, and different words of command, you know.
Were you taught to use the way the ground sloped?
Oh, yes, you were taught all that, all that kind of thing, when to drop and when not to drop, you know. So I found it interesting because it was new to me, you know. It was new to me. And then we got instructions with the firing. We kept, not with blanks or anything, we didn't use blanks, you went through the process of firing. Rapid fire and things like that, you know. Not like the adult modern times there, where blanks, we didn't use the blanks much then.
Were you doing any bayonet training?
Yes, we started doing the bayonet training.
And what form did that take?
Well, crossing over fields with fixed bayonets, and then they put in a false attack. And then at that particular time, that's all we seemed to do, you know. They seemed to emphasise on orders and getting you fit. Really trying to get the lads fit, getting fit then, you know.
Were you getting any experience of mortars? You've mentioned the Bremen
rifle.
Not that
particular time, no. Not that particular. We didn't have the mortar. The mortar company was an headquarter company. No, not that particular time. Just infantry. All we had was the Bremen guns and a 303.
You didn't have any anti-tank weapon?
No, not that particular time, no.
How long were you at Sunderland?
went to Winburn for a week. We'd go there and about the back end of October, we went to Winburn, the whole battalion, marched to rendezvous at Winburn, where they had the weekend camps. That's where they had the butts, rifle butts. The battalion was there, stayed there. But the band met each section as they went in and marched into the camp. And then we're putting billets there. For the first time, I was in an army hut. Then we got palliasses, we had biscuits, you know, that particular time. Which is a bit better than sleeping on the bare boards.
This was for firing off.
Off the range. We fired the whole battalion. First time I'd ever been with the battalion. We always seemed to be separate from the battalion. That was the first time being with the battalion. So we're getting used to barrack room orders, which I'd never had. That was an experience for me, a corporal in the barrack room for the first time, you know. That was the first time I'd ever had barrack room training, the first time. So it was always something new to learn, you know.
And what kind of training was this?
Well, you had to keep your room tidy, put it in the orderly room, looking after keeping the room clean, inspection by the corporal, inspected by the sergeant, inspected by the orderly officer, all that kind of thing. And then we'd get out into the range with a Bren gun and a 303.
What firing were you doing? What ranges were you firing?
Well, it was just fine ordinary range. The range, they had the butts facing out to the sea. I don't know what you mean there, but the butts are at the sea, and the red flags were worn for the boats going by, and the extraordinary rifle range for the rifles, you know. And there were, last year you got 50 yards, 100 yards, and 200 yards, and you had single shot firing and rapid firing. Didn't do much, mind, because we're only there for, we got 2 days of that, but we're half a day firing the Bren guns, the same kind of thing, you know, getting used to firing the Bren guns.
Do you recall what the standard of firing was?
It wasn't too bad, according to the sergeant. Some bad, some good, but he says it wasn't too bad. But then we got tooled up or anything, so it must have been standard for the time I did it, you know. Mm-hmm. I had no problem.
After being there for a week, then you'd go on to Sunderland?
We had the 2 days firing, and then we got each day was a parade, battalion parade. That was the RSM's parade. Adjutant's parade, each one was getting tougher. That's and then Lieutenant Colonel's parade, and I had the Honorary Colonel Henderson's parade. That was the old Colonel, and that was a big parade because the Colonel was marching that. Yeah, the whole battalion marched to the band, and then we had a double, wrong with a double, which always did the light infantry, you know, the rifle at the trail. So that was 4 days of just parading. But it was pretty took the 4 days, you know, at that particular time. And of course, you were doing more full pack all the time. You were inspected each time, you know. Then we're orders were going to move. Then we're only there a week.
And what happened after that?
Well, we learned how to get on a bus as quick as possible, and for 2 days. And supposed to be a secret move. Orders were going somewhere in England. Couldn't write no mail. Stopped from going home for a day. And nobody seemed to know where we were going. Mm-hmm. We got on there. I think that's why it was a couple of days. Because we got on the bus. Some lads thought you were going away then. Because each time you had all your equipment with you. So it was to show you how you to get all the equipment on a bus as quick as possible, you know. And, but the second time, it was emphasised, mate, take everything with you. So we must be moving now. We did. Went to Central Station. But when we got the gates, at Harper Gates, it was there waiting for it. Harper Gates was the gate, and then the other half was at the central station. And we just got off the bus and marched to the train, full train.
Did you have the band for the march to the train?
Oh, the band was there. Oh, aye. The band was there. You got on.
So you had quite a send off?
Yes, but they weren't supposed to, but they brought up the families, the valet, while they're cheering the lads away.
So then you went by train, and where did you go?
Went to Chipping Norton, that's where we got off, and then we marched from Chipping Norton to Shipston-on-Stour, our company, B company, and other companies were at the go different villages, but I think headquarters company went to Caybrook Hall near Morton and Amarsh. But then we got Shipston-on-Stour in empty houses again in the main street of the Shipston-on-Stour village. And the cookhouse was in the school shelter, field kitchen's just this year. But the dining room was in the classroom, one of the classrooms. That was one of our training rooms for lectures and things like that. Officers weren't that tail across the road. So an empty house again. And a garden at the back of the garden as well. No, the River Stour was at the bottom of the garden.
How were you received by the people in the area?
Not very kindly, to tell you the truth. They wouldn't have much to do with me at that particular time. It seems I'd been another northern regiment down there. Oh, the Durhams are coming, get a bad name sort of thing, you know. But there was no trouble. Was emphasised that there was no messing about on the front street, and there wasn't much to do really, just training. Playing football against each company that came in, and plus started getting more weapons in then, you know, and route marching, then they started the cross country running to get you fit, and that. But the people at that particular time didn't. Well, it didn't with me, and his section didn't bother with them. Just when he went for the lads went to the pub, which I didn't do. I didn't think I smoked at that time.
So they didn't invite you into the homes?
No, not that particular time. Not that I didn't. Maybe his mother told him, but I wasn't. I was mostly with the lads, you know. Except when I was drinking. To finish, I did go in with them, right? But just to put the time in, you know, nothing else to do, really. Because it was only the village there.
The division of which the battalion was a part was a motorised division. Were you training for wagons?
It became, yes, we're getting the wagons. They started getting the wagons there now. They were getting the 1,300 weight trucks, yes.
And did this alter your training in any way?
Not me, not that particular time. We're still marching and walking wherever we went. Any time we got the trucks, is when going to our baggage, where they get the new equipment. And that was from the transport and the headquarter company.
You weren't training and getting on and off a trunk and
going. No, not that particular time. No, just walking. No. Mm-hmm.
You said that other weapons were coming in. What weapons?
The blend guns.
You're getting more of them.
Aye. Mm-hmm. Each to finish up, got a one of a section. Blend guns. Uh-huh.
Was the carrier coming in?
They had the carriers. Headquarter company were getting the carriers. Yes, they got the. I think they had the carriers at Gates, but I didn't have nothing to do with them. But the carriers were at headquarter company at Caybrook Hall.
Was your training changing then? Once
yes, we'll do more manoeuvres, field manoeuvres, midnight manoeuvres, being a charging, out the distance, and all the different commands that goes into field operations, you know. It was more intensified, plus you're getting more fit. They were bringing regulars in, PTI. Everybody had to be fit at that particular time. Everybody, cooks and I think that's why a few weeks down there they were getting discharged, some of them, and bringing the younger lads in that particular time.
These were men who were probably too old.
Old territorials, old territorial, and some weren't up to standard, you know. Especially for, all right, were basic duties, but not for the heavy marching we're doing at that particular time, and midnight manoeuvres and cross country running.
Did you lose any men because of key work in civilian street that were being sent back?
No, we didn't, no. In fact, there's one or two, quite a few miners, but they wouldn't go back. No, that's why they joined the territorials, wanting to get out of the pits. Don't think anybody volunteered to go back anyway. Not to my knowledge, anyway. Might have done another one, but not to our particular section, no.
You were in empty houses, I believe you said.
Yes, yes. Had biscuits there, like. It's like once before. But there was dampness in the houses, you know. The cellar was flooded when the river Stour was high tide and garden got flooded. But they didn't bother us, except somebody fell in one night, forgot it was there. But otherwise, there was no bother. It was nice there, I enjoyed it. But that was it at ships on Stour then. Got no leave from there. We're allowed to write letters. We started to write letters to them then, you know.
Were these being sent?
There was gun, of course. That was only one. No, otherwise, just a train, they wouldn't know what they were on. That's not to my knowledge, anyway.
I didn't ask you with your training. Were you digging trenches and learning about
trenches? Oh, yes. They built the trenches at Burt Terrace, you know, around the old sports ground. But we didn't do any digging. Chips and Stour, just manoeuvres and cross-country manoeuvres, you know, and then the flares, and once or twice they used blanks, you know, just getting used to the noise and the flares going up.
Were you doing any training with any other arms of the service?
No, not that particular time, no, it was always our battalion. A couple of times went out, one company attacking another company, you know. But I never myself went with any other, beside any other regiment, a battalion. Well, I was with the Durham lads. Mm-hmm. But as far as the people were concerned, they were a bit offish. But on November, this is there was a turning point on November the 11th. There was a fire, so I told the grab off to a hard and over loft to the end of the village, and we put there quite a blaze, and we took over. The time was getting quite a break off, get ready. Pretty at the church was just want to flam up the lads in the pubs.
The
same one.
Have you any?
Wally Wilson.